I were to ask you, what's the wealthiest place in the world? Some people might say the diamond mines, the banks, but no. The wealthiest place in the world is the graveyard. Because in the graveyard, you'll find dreams never chased after, ideas and inspiration never acted upon, compositions never composed, works of art and music never created, books never written, companies and organizations never built, endless potential never actualized. And by your deathbed, these dreams, these ideas, this inspiration, these books, they'll come to you. And they'll say, we came to you. And only you could have given us life. But you didn't. And now we die with you. You see, if you died now, what stuff would die with you? What dreams, ideas, contributions, what voice? What would you be taking with you to the grave? I mean, someone recently told me about a life-changing experience he had when he was at his grandfather's side while on his deathbed. His grandfather suddenly began crying uncontrollably. And when he asked his grandfather, why are you crying? He received a chilling answer. His grandfather looked at him straight in the eye and said, I wish when I was younger, someone would have told me that I was dying. Because then I would have actually tried to live my life. Right now, someone's taking their last breath. Imagine what they would do for a few more minutes of life. So what are we doing with the time we have left? You know, most people die when they're 20, and they aren't buried until they're about 85. Because when do you die? You die when your dreams die. You die when you stop living for something, when you stop growing, when you're not moving somewhere. That's why the Gemara in Brachos says that if a person goes a week without dreaming, he's considered to be a rasha. Now, this is a very deep topic, but the drash in this Gemara means that if you go a week without dreaming, without creating a magnetic pull towards a greater version of yourself, that's rishus. That's wasting your potential. Because one day, your life will flash before your eyes. And I say, make sure it's worth watching. Because, you know, most people say, I'll do it tomorrow. But there's no guarantee you'll be here tomorrow. There are lots of people who were here yesterday and they're not here today. They probably also said, I'll do it tomorrow. And, you know, tomorrow never comes. Because it's always today. So stop pushing it off. Because if you died today, what dreams, what talents, what voice, what stories would die with you? But there are a few out there. There are a few out there who act on their dreams and inspiration, who truly live a life of greatness, who maximize their time and their life and actualize as much of their potential as they can. They shine a light into this world. These people then serve as an inspiration for all those who are lucky enough to know them. Their existence alone inspires those around them to become more, to want more, to demand more from themselves, to raise their standards. Because we are where our standards are. If we don't demand more from ourselves, we simply won't become it. And thinking about these things are so important. This is why the Mishnah Avos says that one of the best ways to wake yourself up and take life seriously is by thinking about our ultimate destination. The fact that we're dying. We're not going to be here forever. That's why on the Yom Ha'arayim there's a minhag to visit the cemetery. Because this helps you recognize what's truly important in life. It awakens you to redirect your life and to take advantage of the opportunity we have. So don't stop dreaming. Don't waste your time, don't waste your life, but most importantly, don't add any wealth to the graveyard.